Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. Your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey guys, this is Mike Medano, and you're listening to Sarcastic Remarks.
Ooh, technical difficulties. Ryan is still gone. Whoa. Welcome back to Sarcastic Remarks. I'm Chris, joined as always by my brother James. Ryan is still out. He now has a new baby, so me and James are officially aunts, as it is a girl. It is Allison. Great. Awesome. Stars lose tonight. Final score 4-0, and they hit a Matt Murray today. That's what happened.
Yeah,
we just podcast there.
Yeah, I went and just before we started, I went and checked Money Puck and their Deservo to Winometer. You know, if you've never heard of that, you should definitely look that up because that whole site's amazing. But they had the Stars deserving to win 85% of the time. So,
yeah,
pretty skewed in the Stars' favor, and just goaltending completely flipped it on its head today.
Yeah, pretty much every stat other than goals went the Stars' way. Shots, scoring chances, power plays, offensive zone possession time. It was all Dallas all night, and Murray answered every single thing that the Stars threw at him. So we can go ahead and get started in this first period here. First of all, the first 4 minutes of the game, we just don't get to watch because ESPN decides not to put the game on the app. Cool. Love that. Thank you, ESPN Plus. That's great. Stars got on an early power play there. Apparently, it looked pretty good. I don't know. I didn't see it.
Yeah, they had four shots on it, multiple chances, just, again, not able to bury it.
And that's going to be said a lot tonight. Stars give up a goal to John Tavares. Early on, 4:51, that was really against the flow of play completely. The Stars were playing very well. Like you said, lots of chances with help from that early power play. And we give up one chance to the Leafs, and they bury it. That's how good they are. John Tavares, what do you think about it, James?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of hope and pray that maybe you could save that one, but really it's just a shot through traffic. It bounces, gets right to the person, and he's not going to miss from that close.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the wrong guy to get a lucky bounce like that. Moving on, after that goal, Stars are still playing really well. They continue to put a lot of pressure, lots of shots. I think by the time the second goal is scored, they have 15 shots in the first 15 minutes of the game, which is fantastic. And then all of that's turned on his head when Austin Matthews scores unassisted. He takes the puck from Yanni Hakanpaa, who just froze, I guess, in his own zone. He gets a shot that goes off the iron, collects his own rebound, wheels around into the high slot, takes another shot. He won't miss twice, and 2-0, shockingly, in the first period.
Yeah.
The Stars were controlling the game. They're controlling pace of play. They were more physical, and you look at the scoreboard, 2-0. Really shocking. Even the announcers were shocked.
Yeah. And that's saying something, especially on a national broadcast.
Yeah, on a national broadcast when you got the Leafs there, definitely saying something. At this point of the game, after the first period, I'm obviously frustrated because we should have lots of goals, especially in that first period. Big thing I know is Tyler Seguin had, I think, four grade A scoring chances. And I don't think he got a shot on goal that was over 3 inches off the ice.
Yeah, I mean,
which it's terrible. I mean, for a guy who's supposed to be an offensive powerhouse like that, you got to get a better shot on goal when you have those chances. And it felt like he had four and like three in a row on the same shift where just it was looking good and just nothing materialized.
Yeah. And we talk about how, he only has like Marchment as his other line mate. I mean, that line looked great tonight. The Seguin, Marchment, Fox line, they played really well, honestly. And Seguin had plenty and plenty of chances to bury one, and he just did not do it. I mean, at this point, I don't know. I mean, I know we've had the trade rumors about maybe we're getting another top six forward. I don't know that that helps at all, because Sagan's getting the chances, and he's just not bearing them.
And I'll make an argument the other way on that, too. It feels like he's due. Because, I mean, to get those four scoring chances, you have to be skating and be in the right spot, too. So he's going to score to the scoring positions. It's just, it feels like if he scores one, he's going to score a bunch, like we say a lot. So maybe he can get one to bounce off a skate or something and get in, but I gotta break that seal.
I think the stat that I heard was that he has two goals since the last game we played against in Toronto. So it's
bad.
It's really bad. It's not just bad. It's really bad. And especially for how good that line has still looked at times throughout that stretch, he should have a lot more than two in that stretch.
Yeah. Going on into the second period, this is the power play period for the Stars. Apparently within the first minute of the period, they go on the power play on a tripping call. Then there's a double minor against Jason Robertson at the 6 minute mark.
And that power play was ridiculous. I think Suter killed 30 seconds by himself in that power play. He turned the puck over twice in his own end with only one other person in our zone.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And after that, he was pulled from the power play too. And Lundqvist was put on, which was, I mean, if that tells you something, I mean, a veteran guy like that has pulled from the power play mid-game for a sophomore. Yikes. Suter did not have a good game at all.
And then Toronto decides. And then Toronto decides to give us even more after.
Yeah. Toronto just loses their minds on these next three power plays. I mean, too many men on the ice, which was
really
obvious. There was too many men for like 10 full seconds. Then Mark Giordano just flings it out of play. And then on the kill for the Mark Giordano delay of game, some defenseman named Justin Hall catches the puck and tries to throw it out of the zone. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that in a National Hockey League game.
It's ridiculous. And that gave us a 5-on-3
for
almost
a
full
and a
2 minutes. So,
and it's
I
not
can't
like,
believe we didn't score on that one.
It's not like the Stars weren't trying to score.
They had multiple chances.
That was the crowning moment for Matt Murray in this game.
Yeah.
There was three straight cross-crease passes that were either one-timed or barely clutched at all that got on net, and Murray got across and saved every single one of them.
Yeah.
Three in a row.
And I just wanted to say that I think Marner was on that penalty kill. He broke his stick, right? He totally covered that puck with his body. Yeah. And they froze the play for him. But at that point, it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah, at that point, you have seven power plays. Shut up and score a goal.
Yeah.
So,
and that's kind of what I was like too. I was like, I was mad that they didn't call it because you can't do that. But at the same time, we just had an entire 5-on-3 and didn't score on it.
Yeah. I mean, and it wasn't because it looked bad, in my opinion. It was just Matt Murray was just really that good. That's the only thing that I can come up with, is Matt Murray was just fantastic. All right, the second period, at this point, I'm just frustrated, and I've lost hope. I mean, after that Murray combination that we saw, I'm feeling like the game's over. Even after last game and all the comebacks we've had, I understand. we haven't been goalied this hard in a game so far this season. And he looked unbeatable. That proves to be true in the third period. It's kind of back and forth. Toronto is playing. This is Toronto's best period, honestly, is the third period. Agreed. They probably are talking about it in the locker room that the Stars have come back more than anybody in third periods for multi-goal deficits. So they play it really well. I liked us trying the 6-on-5 with 5 minutes left in the game. Our 6-on-5 has looked so good. It's the correct thing to do. It's a good call. Doesn't work out, but I like the idea. And that's the end of the game. I mean, the Stars were the better team in every facet. Like you said, Money Puck shows us as the better team on the deserve to win a meter, which I think is like a combination of goals expected.
Yeah, goals expected
and Corsi.
They add like a ton of advanced stats into it, but
either way,
typically pretty accurate.
You got one stat to say the Stars played better, and it just didn't show on the scoreboard. Well, the Stars played better. Matt Murray played even better than that. So he was just, he was the best goaltender on the face of the planet tonight. And yeah, first star of the game, totally deserved.
Hey, hockey fans, light the lamp this winter with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. New customers can bet just $5 pregame moneyline on any NHL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. If that wasn't enough excitement, you can turn small bets into even bigger payouts with same game parlays. Combine multiple bets like which team will win, how many goals will be scored, and more for your shot at an even bigger payout. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code THPN. Bet $5 on any NHL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code THPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
And it's crazy to say that a 4-0 game, the first thing you talk about is the goalie and saying he's the only reason they won. He was. The Stars, if they scored one goal in the third period even, I was like, if the Stars get one, we're going to start piling them on. Yeah. And I mean, he just never let it happen.
So expected goals for the game, at the end of the game, Toronto expected goals was 3.09. The Stars had a 5.98 expected goals in the game. That is ridiculous that we had that high of a goal expectation and didn't score anything. So,
yeah,
completely goalied.
Yeah, totally goalied tonight. And this is something I posted on our Facebook group that we're on a lot, is that in a game like this, it's easy to be super frustrated because it's really frustrating because the Stars are playing good and we're just not getting anything to go. You just can't overthink a game like this. The Stars played a good game against a good team and they looked better than them for the majority of it. That's the only thing you take away. Other than that, there's not anything we can do about Matt Murray just being fantastic. I mean, we could talk about some of the stuff, and I'm sure we will. The defense wasn't great. We could talk about saves that we wish Ottinger would made. Yeah. But overall, if it's any other goalie in the net tonight, the Stars would have won, which is a weird thing to say in a 4-0 game, but it's absolutely true.
It even proved true in the Wild game the other night. I mean, Fleury was in the net. He played a great first period, great second period. He played one bad period, and we took the whole game back from him, the entire game. And Matt Murray just went one period further than Fleury did, in my opinion. Yeah, one period further. That's all it took.
So don't get us wrong in the stuff we're about to talk about next. Matt Murray is the reason we lost this game. Next, let's talk about the defense. Oh, my goodness. Yanni Hakanpaa was, in my opinion, almost solely responsible for the second and the third goals tonight. I mean, truly unbelievable. So the second goal, unassisted to Austin Matthews. I have no idea what he's doing in the own zone with the puck. Just sitting there watching Austin Matthews, one of the best players in the world, skate at him.
Yeah, Very confused. I got nothing.
He just stands there and let him take the puck. Sure, dude. That's fine. And then the second period, this one's not as much on him. He got a rough pass in his skates, but he got his pocket picked clean. Like, it wasn't even like the guy just flew by him. So really frustrating to see him do that. Suter, obviously, on the power play was terrible. And this is something we've been talking about all season long, is that Suter has not looked good on the second power play unit. Even when the second power play unit scores, it's normally not because of Suter. It's normally in spite of him. And that proves true tonight because he's taken off the power play unit. So,
I mean, like I said, in that double minor that we had, he seriously killed like almost a full minute of it. Dumb passes.
Yeah. On the bright side on defense, Miro Hayes going to look fantastic as always. He almost scored himself.
Skank multiple times, honestly.
Multiple times, 4 shots on goal. And in the power plays, the big chances were created by him. And the other guy I would say that played really well was Nils Lundqvist. I mean, he forced his way onto the power play after Suter got off, and he had 2 shots as well. I thought he made several good defensive plays. I want to see him on the ice more.
Yeah, and I honestly thought Miller had a really good third period in particular. Yeah. He looked like he was out for blood in the third period. He had 2 or 3 slap shots from the point. 2 of them made it on net, and then he had that wraparound chance, and I thought he scored that one, honestly. I thought he scored that wraparound chance, and Murray just barely got over to it.
Yeah. So we'll go straight to biggest winner, biggest loser. My biggest winner is Matt Murray. James, who's your biggest winner? It better be the same answer.
It should be Matt Murray, but I'm going to go different because I'm going to go with Miller because he really did have a great third period, and I was shocked that he didn't score, honestly.
And then for biggest loser for me, you heard me talk really bad about him. I didn't like it. Yanni Hakanpää was not good tonight. I thought he wasn't great the other night against the Wild either. He still plays well shorthanded, which is something I got to give him credit for. He played really well shorthanded tonight, 3 full minutes shorthanded time. But man, he's got some turnover problems, and he's got some penalty problems recently.
Yeah. And my biggest loser is Ryan Suter. I mean, he's giving the Suter haters a reason to actually hate him even more. And he's been really bad the past 3 or 4 games in particular, honestly.
It feels like as soon as this podcast, we went against the current, you know? We were like, all right, we're going to hop on with Bruce. We're going to say, hey, let's stop bashing Suter. He's not that bad. And as soon as we do that, the second we do it, Suter's like, never mind. I'm the worst defenseman on the team.
It was ridiculous tonight, too. I mean, he was turning the puck all over the place. He was making dumb passes. It just looked bad. Even when he wasn't on the power play, I think they played Suter and Hawken. No, it was Suter and Miller with the first line for most of the time that the first line was out there. And it was just like Suter taking shots from the point. And I'm like, Suter, that's not what this line does. Stop shooting it from the point. It's just dumb plays like that that just drove me mad throughout the game.
To be fair, I don't think Suter's a bad defenseman. I think he should not be on the power play, definitely. And I think he's had a rough couple of games. Other than that, just want to wrap this whole thing in a bow. Matt Murray was fantastic. I mean, I don't think I've seen a goalie performance like this in the past. Well, since we started the podcast, I think this is the best goalie performance we've seen. It was really, even the Maple Leaf defense wasn't even fantastic tonight.
No, it wasn't.
There were so many turnovers all over the place, and Stars were taking advantage and were getting good chances and decent shots, at least. I wouldn't give the Stars good shots, and he just stopped every single one. So, just to get a full wrap on this, Matt Murray, fantastic. James, any final thoughts for tonight?
This is definitely the most goalie we've ever been in a really, really long time. I mean, we talked about it all season last year, like, oh, we're getting goalied this game and that game. This was still so much worse in every facet of the way, and it's the most frustrating game you can watch as a Stars fan. Erase it from your mind. Matt Murray, we don't have to play him again for the rest of the season. That's the bright side.
Yeah, we're done. We don't get to play Matt Murray anymore. One more thing that I wanted to bring up that I just remembered. Jake Oettinger was not as bad as everyone was making out to be in the first period. Okay, he finishes the night with an 8.93, which in a game where there was lots of defensive turnovers and some really lucky bounces for the Leafs, I wouldn't say is that bad. There's still not a goal in the past few games that I can point and say, there's one that Oettinger missed. I mean, there's not a fluff goal that he's really given up. Maybe the only thing that I can say is that he hasn't given us the big saves like we got early in the year. And that's the only thing. Yeah. But a game like this, obviously, can't blame Oettinger for. I don't think he looked terrible. Yes, he can play better, but he played good enough for us to win this game tonight for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure. And that's one of the things I was going to point out. I mean, if regardless of whatever save Otter made tonight, Matt Murray was going to win the game.
Yeah, so, for sure.
That's what happened.
All right, we'll see you next time, December 8th. It's my birthday, and we'll be with you in a late night game in Ottawa, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. Anything else you want to say, James?
Nope.
All right, check us out on our blog post, StarCastRemarks.com. Check out our shop, StarCastRemarksShop.com. Get all your bathroom essentials. We got the spin brushes coming in soon. We're getting in work with Colgate. Colgate's going to get us a brand new spin brush that's going to be specially designed proprietary technology. Elon Musk is going to add Neuralink capabilities with it so you can brush your teeth with your mind. It's going to be fantastic. Be sure to go to DraftKings. Use our promo code THPN. They'll give you some free stuff. It lets them know that we sent you, and maybe they'll give us more money. That would be great. We'd like that too. We'll see you on Thursday along with James. I'm Chris, and we'll catch you on the flip side.